See all the Spirit, move. Coming home, oh, will we give it up? Spirit, we're ready for you to come and help. Oh, we'll have your way coming to you. Whatever you can do to come and help. Oh,
Thank you. I'm going to And we broke those things off of us that were no good and walked into the liberty of the right to be the men who we are. See, I want you to understand something, that we were just talking about Jesus. We were just talking about the stars and the universe and astrology. We're not talking about Mother Earth, and we're certainly not talking about Satanism, and we're definitely not talking about atheism. When we speak about God, I want you to know that we were talking about the God in heaven, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and we were talking about the sovereign creator that we should establish, and the God that we should all want to serve. And so I'm going to start today with some quotes. You know, we got to cover this quote that I wanted to start from the short section of the report later. Some of the quotes I was using were the weirdest quotes of the universe. It was like hard to be real. Some of the quotes I was using were the most spiritual beliefs. Scientific people just so that they get to understand it. And for us to believe without experience, listen, kids, love people, love their children. If you love your children, they need to have to be in the world. At 80% of your parents, 80% of your children, just to be with your children, from 0 to 25 years old, it's not about me. I love you, but don't. I love you, but don't. No, you can't do this. You can't do this. So I want you to know something. Obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. Obey his will, to be grateful for his presence, and humbly to way that George Washington is able to write it over and over, prayers done to the associated with the President of the United States. The way that we do it, because God created us as we are. Man can only exist because God said, I have made you in my image. Therefore, I want you to engage with me every day of your life. And you have read this in the scripture that says here, Jesus speaking in Luke and Matthew 28, verse 17, it says, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. How can I say to you, was not afraid to tell people that I don't care what nation you are, you have a responsibility to make room for God to be leading you and God to be doing in your life. And I want you to know something, that Jesus Christ is not an American gospel. I want you to know that Christianity is not an American faith, even though this is the faith that we responded on, it did not belong to us. I want you to know that God would that every nation had made the decision to make him the foundation of his new world. This is what we're dealing with all these other religions that have people so bound up and making them so crazy. Because God's plan was that Jesus Christ would be the savior of every nation that exists in all of humanity. And I'll tell you what, if it would be for the Lord, all of us would have the same constitution, all of us would have the same belief, and all of us would want freedom for humanity to serve God, and then that would make us all treat people the way that we do. I want to know that the identity of Jesus Christ has been weaving in mankind's history more than any other man that's ever been on the face of this earth. You know what's powerful about Jesus? Is that he can go to the center of it, and he can go to the nation of Israel where he lives, and listen, you can find out that there are books to him. Thank you. And the Bible says this in that chapter 2. There is a man of the Pharisees, who is the priest, a ruler of the Jews, and saying to the chief, I have to say to you, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for thou art a teacher. his disciples. And a great number of people died by him. The servant, the son of God, saw by the hand of his child the dead whistling that was sent over toward the He was afraid that it was Jesus of Nazareth. He began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Now, what he did right away, he said, well, he wasn't the son of God, he was the son of God. Well, yes, but I was saying, that he was deeply afraid. His words had a bad name. And he was the grandson or descendant, disciple of Hebrew, even a however, the term son of David specifically refers to the Messianic king promised in the Old Testament prophecies as a descendant of David. So I want to know something that when Blessed Mary approached Jesus, he was not coming from the Spirit of God, but from some other distant place. He was not from the Spirit. He didn't talk about Emmaus, did he? No, no, don't speak about my sins. Don't speak about my hopelessness. I'm casting that away right now. And I'm stepping towards Jesus. And he came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, thank you.